New York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Well, yes, here we are. Welcome to the program on this Thursday, the 12th day of July, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. I wish I had more time. Missy, I apologize. I wanted to give you more time because she brought up the one point that a lot of people are asking, which is, well, if he was so, if Peter Strzok was so anti-Donald Trump, then why didn't he leak that? That there was an investigation. The FBI has Donald Trump and his campaign under investigation. Why did he not leak that? And the only answer, because it's a very good question, the only answer that I can give you would be he did not believe that Donald Trump was ever going to be elected. Yes, and it is hyperbole, but he did in one of his text messages say to Lisa Page that Hillary will win 100 million to zero. So not only was does he hate Donald Trump, he's called him every name in the book. And here he is today in front of Congress still angry talking about some of the things that Trump did that angered a lot of people. The putting down of John McCain is not a war hero. The Muslim family whose son was killed over in Afghanistan. That people took it as an insult by Donald Trump. So Donald Trump said and did things that got a lot of people irritated. But, so you don't like the guy. And you didn't vote for the guy. And you never could imagine that he would ever be president. Nobody, who would vote for him? I mean, it became kind of a joke when he would do some of these things that were just incredible. And I got caught like once, and from then on I said, no, I'm never going to do that again. That's it. He's gone too far this time. And so any other candidate for president who said things that he said, oh, they would have dropped out. For sure, they would have. We would have gotten an announcement 2 hours later saying so and so has decided to end his campaign. Nope, not Donald Trump. So everybody kept thinking that's it. He's gone too far this time. That's what the answer was for Congress today. Was that he wrote that text about we will stop it. We will. In other words, we're not going to let him be president. They still haven't gotten into what was the insurance policy, what went on in Andy's office. But I don't think any of this is going to go anywhere. I've posted to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tom Sullivan Show, article by Jazz Shaw over at Hot Air about why the Strzok testimony isn't going anywhere. And the bottom line is all he has to do is keep saying, It never affected the investigation. Yes, I had biases. Don't we all? And if he just repeats that and repeats that, you can't get into his head. So why he did not disclose the fact that Donald Trump was under investigation by the FBI, I don't know. A lot of people are asking that question. It's the only saving question about the integrity of Peter Strzok, because otherwise I think his integrity, his credibility is shot. So once again, here's Peter Strzok saying he was in no way biased in his investigation.
I can assure you, Mr. Chairman, at no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took. Furthermore, this isn't just me sitting here telling you. You don't have to take my word for it. At every step, at every investigative decision, there are multiple layers of people above me, the assistant director, executive assistant director, deputy director, and director of the FBI, and multiple layers of people below me, section chiefs, supervisors, unit chiefs, case agents, and analysts, all of whom were involved in all of these decisions. They would not tolerate any improper behavior in me any more than I would tolerate it in them. That is who we are as the FBI. And the suggestion that I, in some dark chamber somewhere in the FBI, would somehow cast aside all of these procedures, all of these safeguards, and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me. It simply couldn't happen. And the proposition that that is going on, that it might occur anywhere in the FBI, deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
There they are. They're applauding. The Democrats all applauded him because he just wrapped himself in the flag and said, God, country, and the FBI. I mean, we would never do anything wrong. Could you imagine? I had people above me. Why, they would never break procedures. Well, what about Jim Comey? Everybody on the left and the right admits he broke every procedure there was about going out there and disclosing Hillary and the investigation on her. So it's very clear. It comes from the data from the computers. The guy who changed Comey's draft language describing Hillary's actions in handling classified material was changed from a criminal description, grossly negligent, to a non-criminal description of extremely careless. That was Peter Strzok who did that. So when you say, what did he do? He basically got her off the hook. And then he opened the investigation into Trump. Now, I actually kind of buy what he was talking about. I do. About the fact that, wait a minute, I'm in charge of counterintelligence. We are hearing reports of people that are involved with the Trump campaign are in some sort of cahoots with the Russians, Russian spies. So we got to go check that out. I think that they should have. I think they should have. I've said all along, Carter Page, oh my gosh, the poster boy, doing business with Russia and Russian spies, in communication with them on a regular basis, as part of his business as an oil guy dealing with the Russians. Did they ever find anything on Carter Page that he did illegal? No. But I think his actions and his behavior and the contacts that he made were enough to cause suspicious behavior that the police, in this case the counterintelligence people at the FBI, darn right they should have been checking it out. So I know there's a big dispute about how they got not their first warrant from FISA, but the other ones later on. But I think, yeah, Carter Page was the poster boy for this is who our counterintelligence people should be checking out, an American that's doing business with people that we know are spies for Russia. Then Carter Page gets a very small role in the Trump campaign for a very limited time, but that was just enough to say, what? What's this guy that we're watching? How's he involved in the Trump campaign? Then you got Paul Manafort and his right-hand guy are doing business with Russia. So, yes, I think they should have checked him out. Was that the motive, or was it the motive to say we've got, because of the text messages to Lisa Page, he wasn't complaining about the Russian spies and all of his counterintelligence work that he was doing. He was complaining about the man, Donald Trump. And that's why you got to raise all kinds of suspicion about him, about Strzok actually going after Trump for one reason and one reason only, because of his biases and his comments and his hatred for the man and how he was not going to let him get elected. So his own words have put him in this predicament. But I think he'll get out of it. I don't think anything's going to happen. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Paul in Gardnerville, Nevada. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Doing good. What's going on?
Well, you know, I just find this really weird because I remember during one of the debates last year that the moderator asked Donald Trump if Hillary got elected, if he would accept the results.
Right.
And his reply was, oh, I don't know. This could be fixed for all I know.
Rigged.
And Hillary lost it. Rigged. Remember that?
Yep.
Hillary lost it.
Yep.
And then the whole next week, all you heard from Obama was how we have 50 individual states and 50 different systems, and there's no way to hack it, and the election process is safe, and America has the best, and there's no need to worry about it, and there's no way anybody could hack this system. And all he did was chastise Donald Trump on a national stage for saying that.
Well,
and then all the election doesn't go as they expect, and Donald Trump wins. And all of a sudden, it's the Democrats who are screaming. It was hacked.
It was rigged.
It was Russian.
Rigged.
He didn't win.
Yes.
It's like, you make up your mind.
I know. President Obama came out right before the election. And of course, he's a good Democrat, and he was for Hillary and all that.
Yeah.
But he came right out and said, he was at some appearance, and some reporter asked him about Donald Trump. He says, don't worry, Donald Trump will not be elected. I can assure you of that. Really?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
You know,
how did he know?
I don't know. And now they're spending all this money and all this looking for it, and nobody's found anything from what I can figure out. Or
okay,
you know.
But they're spending all this money now. Do you think anything's going to happen from this hearing with Peter Strzok? Is this all theater?
Oh, hell no. Oh, this is all theater. That guy's not going anywhere. He has yet to admit anything. He's doing the dance in front of Congress. He's not going to admit to anything. And it's just going to kind of evaporate.
Yep.
You know, it'll just lose steam.
And Lois Lerner and Benghazi, and what else can we throw on the pile of Congress gets all upset about this and that and everything else, and the cameras show up, and we all talk about it, and nothing happens. Nothing. Anyway. Hey, Paul, I got to run, but thank you. Always appreciate your call. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Do you believe Peter Strzok?
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Pretty interesting hearing. Usually we don't spend this much time on a hearing, but Peter Strzok's been kind of the man of the hour. Oh, by the way, Lisa Page pulled a fast one. She was supposed to testify behind closed doors yesterday, and she bailed. And the reason she bailed was she blamed the FBI for not giving her the documents she needed to be able to testify honestly and truthfully before the committee yesterday. All of a sudden, the middle of the day today, Lisa Page is willing to now testify tomorrow. Not testify, interview, be interviewed tomorrow. So it won't be under oath. And what she did was very smart. She now knows what the testimony is under oath of Peter Strzok. So she can make sure that she does not get in conflict with what he said. That's why they should not have let her defer her testimony until today, or till tomorrow. And that's why they should have kept Peter Strzok behind closed doors. 855-295-6600. I just think we are watching a political game right before our eyes. And so much for, if you've hung around a courtroom at all, you know this is true. People lie under oath. They don't care. They don't care. Wes in Lake County, California. Hello, Wes.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fine. How are you? You guys were on fire again last week, right? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Better than I deserve, actually.
Good. Good for you.
It seems clear to me that struck as guilty of perjury, if not sedition. I mean, if we were at war with Russia, this would be treason. Nobody has Fifth Amendment protection before Congress. They can ask him anything, and
you can take the Fifth. No, you can take the Fifth before Congress. Absolutely.
I don't believe that's true, Tom. Are you sure?
No, I guarantee you. Lois Lerner, one of thousands of people over the lifetime of people can take the Fifth before Congress. Absolutely. I'll tell you what you read. You read that if they give you immunity from prosecution, then you cannot take the Fifth because you're not in jeopardy of being prosecuted. But if you, that's the key. And they haven't given immunity to Peter Strzok nor Lisa Page, so they could have taken the Fifth. But I think the guy is pulling the strategy of, like I said, it's just like the cop who is in a controversial shooting and says, I feared for my life. They will never convict you if you stay. I feared for my life. They will never convict him if you say, I did not have any bias in the investigation. Period.
Well, his bias is obvious. There's no, you can't miss it.
It's like the OJ trial. There is a mountain of evidence here, and there are some people that are trying to find a way to pretend that evidence isn't there. It's a huge mountain of evidence that he was biased, terribly biased.
It's sad that it's come to this, because I agree with you, Tom. He's going to get away with this. He's going to skate on it, and you know, it's disgusting.
And I think the FBI's been damaged by his behavior. I really do. His behavior has damaged the FBI. So,
well, the FBI had a questionable reputation before this.
They've had some tough times. Yes, they certainly have. So, I don't know. We'll see. So you are
my call.
You're with me. You don't think anything's going to happen to this guy? He's not going anywhere.
Of course not. Of course not.
Yeah, he'll get his pension that you and I will pay for, and he will drift off into the sunset and probably get some job with some Democrat think tank somewhere. Watch. He's not going away. I mean, he's going to go into the shadows, but his career is toast. So I don't know how many years he has left before he gets a pension, but I think that's what his future is all about. So, hey, Wes, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, we don't have time. I got a couple more good cuts for you. Some of the fireworks earlier today. I think there's a mountain of evidence here that he's full of it. That he's not just a little bit. He's not anti-Trump. He wants to do everything in his power, he had a lot of power. He abused his badge by wanting to take down Donald Trump.
When you talk back, Tom Sullivan.
Yep, I sure do. Talking about Peter Strzok, here's another one. This is Strzok explaining the impact Russian interference could have on a presidential election and why the allegations needed to be investigated.
What could be the potential impact of a hostile foreign power successfully interfering with our presidential election?
Well, I think it's multifold. I think there is certainly, from a broad perspective, it draws into question the effectiveness and the credibility of our electoral system. It places into question the motivations and the actions of those people, either who are elected or who were brought in as staff to staff that campaign and eventually administration. I think it draws into question whether or not the actions of the elected party and group of governing folks are acting ultimately in the interest of the United States, or whether or not there's the potential that those interests have been compromised in favor of that foreign power.
How is that threat made worse if the presidential campaign colluded or worked with the hostile foreign power?
I think that would be the worst realization of that potential threat. I think you would indicate the FBI, some of that's a hypothetical. I think the FBI would approach that from the perspective that if there were people within the campaign who are colluding or working with the government of Russia, that there is very little that would be of more importance to the FBI or actually the expectation of the American people that we get to the bottom of it. The American people, I think, expect that. Frankly, any presidential candidate who might have that going on in their campaign, I think, would want to know about that and have the FBI get to the bottom of it. But any actual inclusion or cooperation would be amongst the gravest threats to our democracy.
I got to tell you, thank God that Peter Strzok was on the job. That's the kind of softball stuff. Well, what do you think about a foreign power being involved in our elections? Would that be bad? Ooh, I don't know. Let me think about that. Talk to John in Reno, Nevada. Hello, John.
Hello, Tom. Yeah, hi. A couple of things on Robert Strzok real quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Number one, I think it was just awfully arrogant of him to make such a statement at his level in the FBI, which, honestly, I don't know what his level was in the FBI. But he probably made that statement to impress his girlfriend, number one. And number two, was he or they actually able to stop Donald Trump from becoming president? No.
That's the question. Whoa! That is the question. That's the million-dollar question. Okay, let's assume that he was just trying to impress his girlfriend. Hey, I'll stop this election. You watch me. I'm Mighty Mouse. But what he did then was he launched an investigation into Trump and the campaign. And the thing that's in favor of Strzok is, why did he not leak that? Because the information about Hillary being under investigation was certainly more than leaked. It was out there on the front page of the New York Times. So, yeah, I mean, did he have the ability to let Hillary off the hook? Yes. Did he have the ability to start an investigation of Donald Trump? Yes. So the question becomes, do you believe him when he says, I was just doing my job? Or...
Thank you. Just to clarify, I did not know what his level was in the FBI, and you stated that he was responsible for initiating the investigation of Donald Trump. Is that true?
Yep. Yes. He was the head.
I did not know.
He was not just your normal FBI agent. He was the head of counterintelligence. I think there was the director and the assistant director above him, but I think he directly reported to Andy McCabe, the assistant director of the FBI. He was like number three. So this guy was very powerful.
I did not know that. Thank you. So he initiated the investigation, which, by the way, it's going to be a long time before we get to the bottom of this because more and more people are implicated in different crimes, my friend. Thank you very much.
You bet. You're very welcome. That's the question. Did he start it because he was a good counterintelligence guy, or did he start it because of the fact that he hated Donald Trump? If he did not have all these text messages with Lisa Page, it would be a much easier story to sell look, I was just going after the Russians. We found out that the Russians and Carter Page and Manafort and all these guys are hanging out with Russians. You better believe I was just doing my job. But after he comes out with these excoriating adjectives about Donald Trump, he doesn't just dislike him. He's not an anti-Trumper. He hates Trump. Still does. Marcellus in Saginaw, Michigan. Hello, Marcellus.
Hey, Tom. Good to hear from you again.
Likewise.
I like the discussion today. You got a good one today.
Thank you.
You know what, Tom? I'm going to be honest with you. I think Strzok was wrong for the personal comments and stuff that he made. But I want to give him credit for the fact that he did see, hear, or feel something that was wrong. And I think launching that investigation, if he launched it, if he started it or whatever, he was right for doing that. That's what the FBI does. When they hear something, they have to act on it, especially when it affects, you know, the spirit of our country.
Yes.
So I'm for him 100% for that. But he was wrong for the personal comment that he made, because not what the FBI is supposed to do.
So hold on, because can you wait a couple minutes? Because no, we're going to run out of time.
Sure.
And I
got it.
I got to hit my break here in 3 minutes, and I've got a 2 minute.
Go ahead.
I
can
play.
Wait.
But it's really one of those things where you go, if it wasn't for the emails and the text messages, yes, he did his job as an FBI counterintelligence chief. But he hates Trump. He hates
with a passion.
Yes.
With a passion.
Yes. So doesn't that color the investigation? Doesn't it look like, hey, if you had a cop that does not like you at all, and all of a sudden there's a investigation into Marcellus, you think it was just coincidental?
No, he went after me.
Yes, that's the question.
If he found something, if he went out, even if it was personal, and he found something legally, I'm guilty.
Thank you for bringing that up, because one of the things about all of this is he could have gone after him for whatever reason that was improper to do. But he would not be held responsible if that police officer, in fact, found something on you and found a crime, then all of his bad behavior is exempted. And that's the thing, is that unless they find a crime between the Russians and the Trump campaign or Donald Trump, if they find a crime, then all of what Strzok did gets forgiven. That's how it works.
And they're finding stuff. They're killing.
Well, they haven't found a thing about the campaign.
No,
the people around him, no question. But as far as the campaign goes,
it's still clear.
Still clear, yeah. I mean, the story's not over, but. We'll find out from good old Mueller what he's got up his sleeve. Hey, Marcellus, thank you. I do appreciate the call. When we come back, Congressman Ratcliffe went down this whole line about, hey, Strzok, do you understand, do you see why people don't trust what you're saying? Do you get it? Because of all your text messages and everything else, do you get why people are looking at you and thinking, he's not telling the truth? We'll play that for you when we come back. Phone number is 855-295-6600. It's a good back and forth. We'll be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Ken says, what about the insurance policy conversation discussed in Andy's office? Was that conspiracy involving the people who should keep him honest? I don't know. There's a lot of those questions that still need to be asked. High says, really? Representative Gohmert from Texas was just talking about how he looks at his wife, never said anything about perjury. Kaiser says, it was a special moment when Daryl Issa made Strzok read his text messages to Lisa Page out loud. Truly damning. Here's Congressman Ratcliffe asking Peter Strzok, do you understand why the American people does not trust anything you say?
Agent Strzok, are you starting to understand why some folks out there don't believe a word you say, and why it's especially troubling that you, of all people, are at the center of the three highest profile investigations in recent times that involved President Trump, and that you were in charge of an investigation investigating, gathering evidence against Donald Trump, a subject that you hated, that you wanted to F him, to stop him, to impeach him? And do you see why that might call into question everything you've touched on all of those investigations. Chairman, I'm done with this witness, and I yield back.
Mr. Chairman, if I can respond briefly. Sir, well, there are several questions, and I'll answer them all briefly.
There were several statements. I only heard one question.
Fair enough. First, I understand why people might think that, particularly based on the misrepresentations of extreme folks in the media, conspiracy theorists, folks in this body and elsewhere. And that's why I'm glad to be here today publicly, why I'm glad to hear that people are calling for the release of my private interview so that people can judge for themselves who I am, what I said, and the facts. And not something that's being spun or misrepresented in some 10 o'clock talk show or other place. So absolutely, I can understand that, and I'm glad that the facts are coming out. Second, sir, to your earlier point about I never, and I am unaware of any case being opened that represented some violation of civil liberties or a removal of due process rights. I have never done any activity, opened any case with regard to that. And when you look in the context of what had occurred, sir, during the time that Director Comey had been fired, where the president said initially that that had occurred because of a memorandum written by the Deputy Attorney General looking at his conduct in the Clinton investigation, and then days afterwards pivoting and telling Russian diplomats and Lester Holt that it was because of the Russian investigation and a huge burden had been taken off his shoulders. We all were very concerned about, from an investigative standpoint, the pace and severity and the unprecedented nature of facts that were, and events that were unfolding.
Yeah. So Strzok's getting his side of the coin out there. The question is, do you believe him? Terry sends me a note and says, could only handle a few minutes of the theater. Strzok's arrogance is disgusting. Can't believe anything someone says when you're having an affair with a coworker. He has no moral code. That is scary. Someone that high in the FBI without good character needs to go. Yeah, that used to be a hallmark of the FBI, was you better be straight arrow. Ray in Napa, California. Hello, Ray.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. What do you think of this?
I think that Peter Strzok is the biggest liar in the world. And my grandmother, I'll tell you right now, she said, do not ever tell a lie because you're going to have to lie 50 or 60 times to cover that first lie, and you will get caught. And I'll tell you what, I think that he did not leak that out, the information about opening Donald Trump's investigation, just because of the fact that he did not want his bosses to know that he was starting an investigation on them, or he just did it to try to play big guy in front of Lisa Page. And if Lisa Page goes in front of the congressman, she's going to break down in tears inside of half an hour.
I don't know. It is interesting there, that's one idea that, yeah, look at, hey, girlfriend, look at how powerful I am. I am so powerful that I can actually start a criminal investigation on the President of the United States. Look at me. Look how big and strong I am and how powerful I am. That's a theory.
Exactly.
That's, yeah. Showing off.
That's what I'm saying. And if she goes in there and starts testifying, I'll tell you what, Trey Gowdy will have her in tears and a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know. She's been a DOJ or FBI lawyer. She worked high up in the FBI. She was a lawyer for, I believe, Andy McCabe, one of the legal staff. So she's been around law enforcement. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never seen the woman. I've seen that photo of her. And we're not going to see her tomorrow because it's going to be behind closed doors. So maybe we will see the hallway walk, but that's about it. So I don't know.
Tell you what, there's a good chance under her questioning, she'll trip up and she'll open it up on Strzok.
Well, if she's a good lawyer, she won't. If she's a good lawyer, she's taking copious notes today to make sure that whatever she says doesn't conflict with anything that Strzok said today. That's the thing about her putting off her testimony, was simply to get on the other side of his testimony so that they can all be in, you get their story straight.
To be in sync, and I think that is the worst thing that they could have ever let happen, because now she's got ammunition to load into her guns, and if she doesn't forget, she's not going to implicate her boyfriend.
Well, the question in my mind, now that you bring this up, is how smart is Lisa Page? And I will tell you this. I don't know why. I don't know the man. I don't know Peter Strzok. I know that they have very high standards for getting hired by the FBI and all that. But I got to tell you something. He doesn't come across as the brightest bulb in town to me. He seems... So maybe he and his girlfriend aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. And if she's not a sharp lawyer, well, then you're right. They'll have a field day with her tomorrow. We'll find out. Good point. Hey, Ray, thank you. Appreciate your call. Casey, you get the last word. We got 1 minute before we got to run for the hills. Hi, Casey.
How you doing, Ed? You know, he's guilty of sin. When they had that closed-door meeting last week, I'm not a body language expert, but that guy had that nervous energy of, you know, what am I getting into? That guy is guilty as sin. And the Democrats weren't just throwing softballs. They weren't throwing anything. Sheila Jackson Lee gave him the option of yes and no answers. What is that? I mean, really, what is that?
No, Congress looks pretty bad, pretty ineffective on all this whole thing. No question about it. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know what it is. He's got sometimes a little smirk and holds his nose high in the air. And there's just some of the optics where you look at the guy and you think he's kind of cocky and arrogant. But there's something about him where I just don't think... I think he was a C-minus student. Let me put it that way. We'll be right back.